Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Over the past few years, we've been working together and figuring out how to have happy lives. There's many parts to it, though in many ways it's quite simple. In this episode, we're going to look at what are the two key factors that when applied, though perhaps a little bit more advanced, really work towards helping us to have great, beautiful, peaceful lives. Sometimes when we work on things individually, they really are helpful, but when we combine them, they're great. It'd be like having a nice meal, but then getting a great dessert with it, or staying in a nice hotel, but then getting a massage with it, or winning a free trip to Europe and then getting bumped up when you get to the airport to business class. There's a lot of ways when we combine things together that they're better. And in regards to our happiness, this also is true. So what are these two parts to living our lives when combined together make our lives flow beautifully? They are, one, egolessness, and two, effortlessness. That's egolessness and effortlessness. Let's start with the first one. What the heck do I mean by egolessness? It's basically that commentary we get all day long about others, but mostly about ourselves. Critiquing how things are going. Are they going well? Are they going great? Are they going terrible? Do people like us? Do they not like us? What is this going to look like? It's truly all about me and not about living. It's about what this person I call the ego thinks. And it's trying to grasp onto things and control things. And when it can't, which is pretty often, then the ego kicks in and says, well, how's this going to look? And if I do this, won't it be better? It's constantly trying to make the ego, the self, call it yourself, the name. Like for me, it'd be Dr. Puff. It would be like Dr. Puff constantly trying to promote Dr. Puff and make sure everyone likes him and feels good about him or yourself. We do this a lot. We're constantly throughout the day engaged with the ego, thinking about how we can make it feel good, how we can engage with it, how we can make sure other people like it. How we can like it ourselves, because mostly we're very critical of ourselves. But if we were to let go of that, what I call become egoless, and not engage with the ego, and not worried about what people think, what we think, and just flow with life, then life goes better. I have talked about this in other podcasts. It's so much about living, just living without commentary. When we live an egoless life, life flows so much better. When we are concerned about what people think, like for example, we're concerned about how we look today, we're concerned about how we're aging, we're concerned about where we live, the list can be truly endless, we're going to suffer. But the less credence we give to our ego, the less we're going to suffer. Because then what happens, happens. It isn't, do we need the approval? Do we need other people to like us? Do we like ourselves? When we mess up, we just go on. It's so much more free without the ego, without the self, without the commentary. When we lose the commentary and just flow with life, life flows so much better. Now, I know the fear here can be, well, Dr. Puff, won't we hurt ourselves or other people? And we can, unless we have a simple rule in place. It's called the golden rule. How do we want others to treat us? We treat them that way. And we let others treat us the way we want to treat them. It goes both ways, not just towards others, loving others, but it's also loving ourselves. When that's in place, and we flow from that premise, from that ethical decision place, life flows well. Again, things will go wrong. Things won't go the way we want. But we just flow. The ego isn't involved. When we make a mistake, we say we're sorry. When we age, we just age gracefully. When we lose our job, we just look for another one. When our friend unexpectedly comes over and our house is a mess, our house is just a mess. Sometimes we have a messy home. I mean, it can go much deeper than this, of course, but mostly it's just flowing. I mean, in the darker, harder things, when we are diagnosed with cancer, we ask ourselves, am I feeling pain right now? Is there anything I can do right now? If their answer is no, then we just flow. We don't get the ego so much involved with everything. It's very effortless. And then the next part, part two of this secret combination, I'm calling it, is what I have been alluding to. Life should be fairly effortless. What I mean by that is, we go where it goes smoothly. So if we have a job that's pretty horrible and we have options, then we consider those options. If we're in a friendship or relationship that's going poorly, we consider perhaps leaving those or not being engaged with those. And when we're around people that are loving and supportive or things that make us feel good, that don't hurt ourselves, hurt others like addictions, but really make life flow well, we go in that direction. It's a deep trust that when we get our ego out of it and we flow with life in the direction that doors open, that those doors are good doors, that God will open doors that are meant to be open, and we flow with them and it goes well. But there is a caveat here. When we decide to live this way, egoless and effortless, we don't have much control. We lose control, and it's a sense of we're just flowing with life. I know it sounds scary, because it can be, because even though we may plan, and we do plan, but we just flow with what happens. Whatever happens after we've made our plans, we flow with. I mean, I plan a year out for certain things, even further than that in other regards, but if they don't work out, they just don't work out, and I immediately adjust to what did work out. It's a sense of not fighting life, but by not fighting life, we also are abandoning control, control of our ego, and control of destiny. We plan, but when life goes a different way, we flow. We're always flowing, because sometimes life will flow the way we want it to. We'll meet our life partner and get to spend decades with them. We'll get into the school that we wanted to go to, and it's great. We'll have a job that we love and we'll enjoy it so much. But when life throws things at us, we say, oh, it's changed. I'm going to flow with that because my ego isn't involved. I'm not a graduate of this school. I'm not a partner in this relationship. I just am. I'm not this. I'm not that. I just am. That's the egolessness. No identity. No, I'm this. I'm that. And the effortlessness part of it is flowing with what seems to go most smoothly. We can see life this way. There's two doors. One opens effortlessly. The other, we'd have to take a battering ram to get it open. And you can probably guess which door I'm advocating for us to go through. I'm going to use a pretty good example to support this. As many of you know, I work in Newport Beach with very successful people, and I really see two types. I see people that love what they do, are really good at it, and it's almost effortless, the work that they do. They can stay in it for generations, pass it on because they just love it, and they don't want to retire, and they just really enjoy what they do. They're not workaholics. When they're healthy, they enjoy life, but what they're doing flows very easily and effortlessly from their personality. Then I see the other type who they have a goal in mind and they're going to reach that goal no matter what. And they do reach it, but often at high price. Their health deteriorates, their marriages fail, they turn towards addictions to survive it, and they can't wait to retire as early as possible. It's two plans. I mean, we value people that succeed, but I think when it costs them their soul to succeed, I'm not sure it's worth it. So this is, why not, if we're going to go for goals? Go for goals that are far more effortless. If we hate anything to do with the human body, but everyone in our life says, doctors do well, become a medical doctor, and we decide, well, I better become a medical doctor, then we're going to be fighting a lot of things throughout our lives and probably suffer. If we love art, then we'll figure out a way to make that work. We can make anything work if we flow with life. Doors just open. There's a story I like to share. When I was in high school, I had a friend of mine, and he loved golf. But in Iowa, we could only golf a few months of the year. But he loved golf. He wasn't able or good enough to make it to the pros. But he went off to college. He started working at a golf course, and he worked his way up. And now he actually manages a very large golf course and has been doing it for years. And he loves what he does. So we can figure out ways to make a living at things if we flow. But when we fight, we're going to suffer. If we're in a relationship where we're fighting a lot and we keep being contentious and want different things, it may seem passionate, but in the long run, that relationship is probably going to deteriorate. But if we're in a relationship where the two of us just flow well together, we like a lot of the same things, and it goes well, that relationship has a higher propensity of most likely making it. Life, though, for us, can go well when we combine these two. We combine the egolessness with the effortlessness. When these two are in place, it's like happiness is just there. Peacefulness is just there. We're not seeking it anymore. It just is who we are in our natural state. But the hard part about this is there's not a lot of control. It's mostly just flowing. It's not about me. It's not about controlling things. It's about just living. Living in the present moment well, without control, without trying to manipulate, without trying to win. It's just flowing and not really being concerned about what people think or how well we're doing. We're just living life well. Life can be a beautiful adventure, one breath at a time. When we try to control, when we let the ego start asserting itself, we're going to suffer. When we go against what naturally flows, we're going to suffer. But, when we combine egolessness with effortlessness, that's a beautiful combination that will create today and every day a beautiful life. So each day when we wake up, perhaps we'll have a little card there saying, live effortlessly and live egolessly. Live effortlessly, live egolessly. And then each day will be a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you are enjoying these podcasts and would like to help, you can go on the website and you'll see on the left-hand column a G+ and a Yelp icon. Just click on those and you can leave a review telling people how these podcasts are helpful for you. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.